will call this meeting, a special meeting and reorganizational meeting of the Privet School Board to order on Wednesday, May 14th, 2025 at 4 p.m. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call, Grandaw.
Here.
Heidewald?
Here.
Cherry?
Here.
Breezy?
Here.
Hanson?
Here.
Deschain?
Here.
And Siebert?
Here.
All right, I need a motion for the approval of the agenda.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second it.
Second by Amy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right, board organization, election of officers. First, I will say the board, sorry, I'm reading through my notes here. Only do this once a year. So I will remain as chairperson until president is elected. Once a board president is elected, he or she takes over as chairperson for the remaining election of the officers and appointment of committees. Okay, I will take nominations for president.
I'll nominate Caitlin Deschain.
Okay, nomination by Kim for Caitlin. Any other nominations?
I will nominate Amy.
All right, Lyle nominates Amy. Are there any other nominations? All right, for our first vote, we will vote for Caitlin. Those in favor?
I think you have to do them individually.
Oh, okay.
What?
Jenny, help me.
Well, no, that's what she's doing.
Yeah, yep, for Caitlin, yes, no.
But is it a roll call vote, or is it a...
You can do either way. If you request a written vote, you can do them by...
You can do it by a ballot, or we can just do it by saying yes or no, so it's up to everybody. We've never had to, but, so what do you prefer?
However you do it, I can record it if you're gonna do it.
Just individually is fine.
Just yes, no?
Just call everybody, like, and call for roll call.
Okay, so you're saying yay or nay? Yes, no?
Right.
For Caitlin as president?
Right.
So, all right, you got that? You're recording? Okay, Grandaw?
No.
Heidewald?
No.
Cherry?
No.
Breezy?
No.
Hanson?
Yes.
Deschain?
Yes.
Siebert?
No.
Okay, so that is 2-5. A second vote is in favor, or the second vote is for Amy as president. All in the same order. Grandaw?
Yes.
Heidewald?
Yes.
Cherry?
Yes.
Breezy?
Yes.
Hanson?
No.
Deschain?
No.
Siebert?
Yes.
Okay, 5-2. Amy is appointed school board president, and then you take over.
All right, I will take nominations for vice president.
I make a motion for Sunny Gracie.
Motion by Chris.
We got it right
there. I was just like, wait a second, did you just say Gracie?
I practiced that in my sleep.
I was a little shocked I couldn't write down the name.
Who's she talking about?
Okay. All right.
Any other nominations? Any other nominations?
Who seconded it? Nobody did.
No. You don't need a second. Just a nomination.
Any other nominations? All right. We'll vote on Sunny as vice president. Grandaw, yes. Heidewald?
Yes.
Cherry?
Yes.
Gracie?
Yes.
Hanson?
Yes.
Deschain?
Yes.
Siebert?
Yes.
All right. Welcome to the chaos. All right, I will take nominations for clerk.
I'd like to nominate Chris.
Motion by Lyle to nominate Chris. Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations? All right, we'll vote for Chris for clerk. Grandaw, yes. Heidewald?
Yes.
Cherry?
Yes.
Crazy?
Yes.
Hanson?
Yes.
Deschain?
Yes.
Siebert?
Yes.
Right. Treasurer. I will take nominations for treasurer.
I nominate Lyle.
Motion by Lyle.
No, motion by Chris.
Motion by Chris. I wrote Chris to nominate Lyle. Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations? All right, I'm going to vote on file as treasurer. Grandaw, yes. Heidewald?
Yes.
Sherry?
Yes.
Gracie?
Yes.
Hanson?
Yes.
Sushin?
Yes.
Siebert?
Yes.
All right. Committee appointments. Building grounds, transportation, and technology. Do you have the current?
I do somewhere.
Currently, we have Sunny and Lyle. Sarah was appointed earlier, but she's no longer on board, so that's.
So just Sunny and Lyle?
They, well,
do you want to left?
Yeah.
Do you want to stay?
Okay. Sunny will stay. Lyle, do you want to stay on building grounds?
Yes.
Corey, would you like to go on building and grounds?
Yeah, I guess.
Wait a minute.
All right. Personnel negotiations currently is
Amy, Chris, and Kim.
Do you guys want to stay on?
I'd like to.
I'm fine staying.
Amy, you're going to stay?
Yep.
That's fine? Okay.
All right. Finance is currently
Lyle, and it was Kayla, and then Sunny.
Why not stay?
Do you want to stay in finance?
Don't matter, I can send it to somebody else wants it.
Or we could put, do you want finance?
I'm
fine. And we can add Kate to finance.
And keep Sunny on there?
And keep Sunny.
Okay.
And then policy curriculum.
It was Chris, Kayla, and Sarah, so we have two of these for sure. Unless, Chris, you want to move to a different, or somebody else wants to take it. So it's up to you guys.
It doesn't matter. I can stay on it. Who wants to be on it? Do you?
I'm good with whatever.
Huh?
Corey, you want a second committee?
Sure.
Policy? It,
you have to read the big thing of policies anyway, so.
We get to read them no matter what.
Yeah.
Can I just refresh then? We've got Sunny, Lyle, and Corey on Buildings, Grounds, Transportation, and Technology. I have Amy, Chris, and Kim on Personnel Negotiations. I have Lyle, Sunny, and Caitlin on Finance. And I have Chris, Kim, and Corey on policy curriculum.
Yep.
Correct?
And that's,
does that work?
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Okay with everybody?
That's right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Number 7, designation of banks.
Banks, we have LGIP, which is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Associated and Stevenson. Okay.
I need a motion and a second to designate those banks.
I make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Kim, seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Internal board policy.
We use NEOLA services for internal board policy.
I need a motion and a second.
I make a motion.
Motion by Kim.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Information discussion, designation of legal counsel.
So legal counsel stay with, it's now Renning, Lewis, and Lacey, which is where Tony Stefik and Jim Kelney are both currently attorneys. Jim Kelney is retiring, which is why we've had.
He is?
He is retiring by the end of the year, he said.
We've got a few months.
So we have a little bit, but that's why Tony's been our contact recently.
Gotcha. Any questions on that? B, board representation or board representative to CSAID annual convention.
In the packet that you received, it has the information about the CSAID convention, school board representatives. This year's meeting to kick off is that Thursday, June 5th at 5 p.m. Historically, Chris has been our lady. I don't know if anyone else is interested. There was some other information about what it all entails, but.
Well, and this meeting is just the end of the year meeting for the Board of Control, which is what I've been part of. Chris no longer will be represented every month at the Board of Control. They switch them around amongst the schools. Mm-hmm. But I can go to it. It's my last meeting.
All right,
C, elementary school site work bids.
Okay, you received this piece of paper. Again, it was in board packets, and I think all of you have it in front of you. I'm going to let Nick from CD Smith kind of run through some of these things. How I have it on the agenda is more broken out than what we're going to need to do. What I did is went through each of the different areas that could have been bid on, but a lot of the work gets lumped together. So I don't know if you want to go through some of that, like the erosion control is just then the person who bid on earthwork included that with that and the aggregate and all those things. So even though there's on the agenda, it's broken out a lot more. We won't need all of it, but I wanted to have more items on there than what we needed. So depending on how the bids came in. So go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, so I guess the first question, I can run through the whole sheet. And then I don't know how you guys want to do your approvals, if you wait till the end,
yeah,
or if we're going to go through each section and approve that contractor.
So we right now we have it as discussion, so they'll talk about it, they'll get set with what they're going to then approve, and then as then they'll go through when we get to approvals, and they'll do each one.
Okay. Perfect. So yeah, just like Kelly said, overall, with the site work package this summer, there's a bus loop put in with paving, there's added light poles, concrete sidewalk, bus parking, a few other things as well, fencing, parking lot striping, some minor things as well. The breakout that she has on the sheet and that sounds like you guys have in the packet, those were all the sections that were broken up into specs from the architect and the engineer. A lot of times contractors, like an earthwork contractor, they'll pick up demo, they'll pick up the aggregate base course, the actual dirt moving itself. And so that's why it's a little bit more condensed on the bid sheet that you're going to see on the left here. So if we start going through that, the scopes that we have, the first one is flag poles. We did just have one bid for that, and actually I was in correspondence with Tom, and I believe we looped in the architect as well. They had a small substitution request just to verify the type of flag pole that we wanted, because there are tons of options. It is an internally lit flag pole, so there'll be power run to it, and all that is included in the Fly Me flag number, providing that pole, the base, set in concrete, and then they'll provide a transformer and electricity will be hooked up to that. So that was the first scope. Second one, electrical, we had really good coverage on this one. They're listed in order from lowest to highest, but I have the second one as Melman's Brothers Electric as a recommend to bid because they picked up the base for the flagpole and setting the flagpole. The flagpole, they're just going to provide the flagpole, and we usually set that. So they'll be on site with their auger, and they'll have concrete delivered to do their light pole bases. So they offered to pick up the base for the flagpole as well. That was a $2,500 line item for them to do it. So if you would take that out, and let's just say we would self-perform that, their number would then become the lowest. So all included with what they're going to provide, they're who we're going to recommend for the electrical. Moving on to earthwork, this is one that we talked about, and you'll see this as we kind of jump through the sheet here. Richland Excavating, which is a local company, they provide a number for the earthwork, so the actual stripping of the soil and moving of the dirt, tree demo, some demo of the fencing as well, aggregate base course. So they have their number at the top as 281099 as the recommendation to award, and then they're also picking up scope 32E towards the bottom of the sheet for turf and grasses. So that first number, their first line there where it's blanked out, they're including basically reseeding behind them all of the soil that they disturb that isn't going to become the actual road or the bus loop. So when they're turning their equipment around and moving dirt, making sure that the site is stabilized where it needs to be so that there is grass growing or trying to grow when we turn everything over. And then we'll hop back down and talk about the Stewart landscaping number there. But continuing down then from earthwork number 31, going to 32A, asphalt paving. So that is just the paving of the bus loop and then paving of the what we call southern parking lot by the bus area as well. So that's for all that paving and also down Louisa Street, I believe it is, as well. And they also have the striping for all of that included in the numbers. So they'll do all the asphalt paving and the striping. Next, moving down to 32B, Portland cement concrete paving. So this is all sidewalks and curb and gutter, essentially. Martel has also picked up the signage for the site. There's some bus only, do not enter signs that have to be put in. They're gonna pick that up in their scope as well. Moving down to fencing and gates, we got some good numbers on this as well. Patriot Fence came in just a little bit low, and they also have a second mobilization included in that, or sorry, not second mobilization, they're local, so they won't need a second mobilization. The chiller area in the courtyard, we don't have a pad size yet, so we don't know exactly where that's going to lie.
Patriot or Century?
Yeah.
There's an update.
This is updated.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
So I have copies of that.
That's what's in the board packet online.
Yeah. So when I sent that to Kelly last week.
This one you sent last week, yes.
Yeah, that she included with you guys. There's still some final scoping details that we go through.
Yep.
And the mobilization was one that I was waiting on. So it was an ad for the other companies, and then Patriot said, we don't need another mobilization because we're close enough. So essentially what that came down to was the chiller in the courtyard, like I mentioned, the pad sizing isn't designed yet. So there's a fence and gates called up to put around it, and we don't exactly know where that's going to go yet or how big it needs to be. So they're going to order the fencing that's already included, the time to come back and do what they're going to handle as well in that number. So they'll be off-site once they're done working. Once we get the chiller area figured out, get the drawings and documentation, they'll come back and finish with the fencing gates. Moving down, site furnishings, that would be the signage that I talked about that's included in the number above. Turf and grasses, I already mentioned, Richland's going to do all the reseeding and erosion control that's coming behind them when they're done. Stewart's Landscaping, the next number down, the 12,844. They're going to be doing the plantings only in the bio basin. So there's some drainage that goes to the north side of the bus loop. There's a bio retention basin that goes in there. And there's actually plantings, I believe it's like 13 or 1400 little plants that get planted in there.
Oh.
They do that specific work. The dirt work and grass guys aren't going to do that. So Richland will do all the grass around it. They'll put all the erosion mat down. They'll stabilize everything around and have the soil, the engineered soil set. And then Stewart's will come in once it's 100% finished. And then they'll come in and make all those plantings that are required for the DNR there. And then lastly, site utilities. Again, Richland is picking that up in their scope of work. We've got, I believe it's around 200 feet of underground stormwater for an inlet along the new curb that goes all the way up to the parking loop, or to the bus loop, sorry. And then there's also a small culvert that goes underneath the bus loop as well, from one side to the other, that drains into the bio basin. So they're going to be picking that up as well. So in total, these are all the numbers that we received. Last time when we were here and we presented for the roofing and the MEP, we had that large scoping document that I apologize how small the writing was on it. We went through that with every single one of these contractors and all of their numbers. So we feel really confident there's not going to be any gaps in scope where we're going to have to come back to you guys and say, hey, we didn't get this. We missed it. So that's why we go through that process to include all of that in this with 20-ish different bids is a lot. So we just wanted to put in front of you what we recommend, and then obviously if there is any questions, we're happy to answer that or happy to show any.
We're doing this now because this is the work they're going to start this summer, right?
Yeah, yep. In like 2 weeks.
Yes. This is the reason that we have this meeting today, actually. It worked with the reorganizational because then we usually do the reorganizational before graduation so that the new officers sign the diplomas, which I have right here. And so it worked together, but yes, and even though it's the regular meeting is only 1 week away to get this so that the contractors can get going, know that they've been awarded the bid a week ahead of time is why we have this meeting. Yes, this will be starting ASAP.
Yeah, we have
as soon as school's out. But
the majority of these contracts written and ready to be pushed out the door. Obviously, we need approval to do that. And then submittals on a lot of the materials that we're using. We have to process, get to the architect engineer, get approved, get back, and then order. And so that's the timeline that we're on. So that's all I have. If you guys have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them to the best of my ability.
What's wrong with your old flagpole?
Huh? It's not lit. It's bright. That's the main thing.
It's what?
Yeah, you're good. No, you're good.
It's what? It's not lit.
It's not lit.
It's not a light.
It's not a lit one.
So they'd have to raise and lower it every day. Oh, okay.
Wouldn't it be cheaper just to put lights in?
Yeah.
It is also moving locations from where it is currently now with the new proposed front entrance and retaining wall.
It just seems like a lot of money for a flagpole.
It is a lot of money for a flagpole.
It is.
I mean,
Mm-hmm. That's our only option, though?
If you want a different or moved location of the flagpole, that's the only one that was bid on, yes. That's the only person, place that did it.
To be honest, usually we see that number for a 30-foot flagpole that's not lit, $10,000 for an aluminum full deal. So they're not
hard.
Cheap.
All right.
So one
time. Better be. It's in our budget.
Yes, it was. It's part of when Bray went through the whole plan of it. That was part of it. Because then they take their how they budgeted and they send it to C.D. Smith, and then C.D. Smith kind of breaks it out and maybe adjusts numbers to what inflation is or whatever. But it's been part of the plan all along, so it was budgeted. It's part of the referendum budget. It's not an ad or anything.
Okay.
But it is a lot of money for a flagpole. I agree with you on that.
Sorry.
No.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you were gearing up for a question.
No, I was just thinking,
a lot of money.
And of course, I bought flagpoles before.
Mm-hmm.
And it just...
Yeah.
Expensive. Is this a power lift, or is this one that manual up and down?
It's manual, but again, it does come with the electrical, so there's a transformer inside of it. There's special access panels to get to it, and so that also obviously is going to drive the price as well.
We gotta have a flagpole. So there's no way around it.
All right, everybody good?
Yeah.
Oh.
D, public comment at board meeting. So I guess we just want to talk about getting a little handle on what has been happening. And Kelly sent out a survey to superintendents about what they do for public comment at their board meetings. And can you kind of go over what?
Yeah, I mean, I can go. So my question was that, I stated what we currently do. I said we have a limit of 3 minutes per speaker, but no other limit, and that no other overall time limit or anything else, and asked what other districts do. So I can name the districts if you want to know, but allows 10 minutes total for public comment. 15 minutes overall, 15 minute total, 20 minute total. This doesn't give a total or doesn't say either way if they limit it or not. Another one says 5 minutes per person, does not have a limit overall. This one, 30 minutes total, 3 minute per person, and the next one, 3 minute per person, no overall limit, no overall limit for that one, 3 minute time limit, but no overall limit, 3 minute time per person, but no overall, 5 minute per person, 30 minutes total, 5 minute per person, no overall, 3 minute with no overall, 5 minute per person, and the public comment is limited to 20 minutes total. 3 minutes per person, doesn't say if there's an overall. 3 minutes per person, no limit. Doesn't say. 3 minutes per individual, they must speak about an agenda item. 15 minute total. Individuals are required to submit a form detailing what they'd like to speak about in advance. Typically 3 to 5 minutes per speaker. 3 to 5 minute per person. And 3 minutes and limit to 5 on each side of an agenda item. Marinette sent me their actual policy, which is a big long policy, but I'd have to skim that to find what it says. So that's board's Obviously, our current policy is attached on that, on what was the board packet, and it, I mean, 3 minutes per person, but no overall limit. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic unless all others have that wish to speak have been heard. That's what we currently have.
Most of them that you read, though, had no overall limit.
Yeah, I didn't count out either side,
you know,
what I read.
I'm just saying,
some do, some don't.
If you have a 10-minute limit and you have one time five people that want to speak, everybody gets through.
Right.
But if you have 15 who want to speak, there's going to be some that probably don't get through.
Absolutely.
I just think the majority there said that they don't have an overall limit. And we do. What do we... Right now, we
don't have an overall limit.
No, but we limit them 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Okay.
Yep.
Until everybody else has spoken.
Yeah.
I guess I really don't have a problem with it.
We currently have?
What we currently have, as long as maybe it's limited to the agenda, and maybe we take in control some of the, I don't want to say language, but name-calling and pointing out people, especially with the next topic that's going to be coming up with Peshawar Times.
Yeah.
Just coming in, taking recordings, and botching everything up since last August. We got to get some kind of a rein on that. I mean, I don't want to shut the public down from having their input, but we got to control name-calling, but slander, more or less, I would say.
Yeah.
Well, the First Amendment doesn't cover slander and libel.
No,
well,
don't.
No.
I think you got to remove personal names.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
But there's other issues too, because there's positions. It's easy to assume.
Personal names or positions.
It's easy to assume who you're talking about when there's only one person doing a job.
Well, and I'm not real sure about most of the public if they realize that if you've got it against me, and I'm a employee of the school district, no matter how you're employed, you can't be mentioned in public. We can't do it, and neither can the public. So, and sometimes that, and like some of the stuff is everybody in town knew what was being talked about, but we can't use the names at all. That's got to.
Right, the name is the biggest thing. Student names, teacher names, faculty names, unnamed.
Even a grade level sometimes.
Yeah.
Myself, I don't have any problem with the public comment.
Me neither.
More people I talk to, better. You know, like I say, as long as everybody gets a chance, you know.
Yep.
Right.
You don't just keep talking. Everybody has a chance to say their
and you
piece.
Do time them right.
Yep.
That's the only way we're gonna sometimes find out
and
things.
To be very honest, usually we don't have a problem. You know, there's been some serious things going on that have brought people out.
Absolutely.
Kind of like when we had COVID. We used to have some wild meetings, you know. So I can't see changing our policy right now when...
Perfect.
Is that okay?
I mean... It's up to the board.
What do you
I'm
think?
I'm okay with it.
I think it's good.
Are we going to vote on this?
So how do we say that then? Take out personal reflections or...
You don't even have to
vote
on it if there's no...
There's really no change. We just
What I can bring forward too is... So when I said about Marinette gave me his whole policy, and so I just printed it and I have it. And in here, so they use Neola, which Neola has, like, those of you who have seen the packets, like, they give you what's legal and different options to pick. So all of these are ones from Neola. So one of the options that we don't have on ours is it says the presiding officer may, number one, interrupt, warn, or terminate a participant's statement when the statement is too lengthy, personally directed, abusive, obscene, or irrelevant. And then the next one says request any individual to leave the meeting when that person does not observe reasonable decorum. You know, like, it goes through kind of some things, obviously, like engaging law enforcement stuff, but it calls it out right there where it's personally directed, abusive. So what I would do is I can reach out to our Neola rep, ask them to put that in draft for us, bring a copy of it to you to then actually approve that policy at an upcoming board meeting.
But you do have similar in here, Kelly, in your policy writing.
Is ours on? No, I have it here.
Okay. It's on the back side.
On the back. Oh, yep. Okay.
Oh, we do.
We have the first one. We don't have the second one that I read. So we have number one. We don't have the request an individual to leave, but we do have interrupt, warn, or terminate person's statement when the statement is too lengthy, personally directed, abusive, okay, obscene, or irrelevant. So I don't know that we need to change it.
I don't think so.
I think maybe that needs to be part of what is read at the beginning. Like, yeah, maybe sure. That, like, yeah. Calling,
can we add that,
calling
to
that
what
out
you read?
In the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay. You just hear a board meeting, yeah. Yep. And that's going to be updated anyway right now, so.
Yeah.
With the,
okay,
the new
that
officers.
Should work.
Perfect.
At least we can try it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Audio recording of board meetings. Another one that came up, because like Sunny said, we're kind of a laughing stock right now because our reporter lives in Illinois and doesn't get paid mileage to come to meetings, so misses a lot of body language and other things that are going on in the room. But also, we're not required to record them, right?
Correct. And again, I asked the same question in that, or I asked that question in the same email. Do any of you do audio recordings? And again, there are some that do and some that don't. I mean, it's
yeah,
pretty
50.
Oh, that's a 50-50.
Not 50-50.
It's less than
it's
that.
Way less than
and again,
that.
I can call them out, but do not, no video or audio. Do not, this one does. This one does not. Do not.
Yeah,
do.
Most of them is because the media puts their own spin on it.
Well,
YouTube channel.
We, when I was doing her
no
job.
Recordings, do not record meetings, do not record meetings, do not record
we
meetings.
We used to
no
record it, but it did not go on the district website. It stayed in our vault, and I used to use it to do 1 minute the next day, and if anybody wanted to listen to it, they had to come in and they could listen to it in here at the in the boardroom.
That's the same at our township.
Yeah.
Our town.
You know, they just had to come in until you knew, you know. It took a little effort. It was easier than getting it off the website, but we had done that for a long time.
You said
our
the
town,
township,
our
they
town,
have to come in to do it?
Yep. We do the same thing. We record everything, and if they want to listen to it, they can come in and listen to it.
That would make it hard for Illinois to come up here.
The electronic version. If there's an electronic version and somebody requests that copy, you're required to give it.
Yes.
So it's a record then in our
they can,
school
but they have to request it. They can't just go onto your webpage.
Correct.
You know.
Yep.
So you kind of know.
But
who,
it is a record.
Yeah.
Well, it might be an accessibility thing. If somebody can't be here at the meeting for whatever reason but wants to hear what's going on, it's good for them to hear exactly what is said. Yeah, you don't
and I don't think anybody's
language,
fighting that part of it. It's the ones that are using it.
Yes, but
the wrong way.
You'd harm the one.
Well, I know, yeah, but other. You harm, you know, I don't know. That's what we used to do, so.
But if it's digital, they have to do like a request and have it, like, mm-hmm. Then do you email it to them?
Yep.
Or do you?
Yep. So it would just be another step.
Well, at least can we leave it the way it is and just table it and see if the.
Oh, if it settles
see if
down.
Our other policy or other stuff changes in our open meetings?
Yeah, that's fine.
Do they also record
yeah.
Video?
Just leave it the way it is?
The one that does. Do they record video and audio?
No,
they just take our recording.
But the other school that
other
does
schools?
Record,
other
do they
schools.
Do video there, and audio?
There
some
are a few
do.
That either live stream it. Most
yeah.
Of them, if it's video, it's a live stream that then's recorded. But it again, there's only a few that do it that way. Some do audio recordings, but there was only I sent it to all the superintendents in CISA 8. So, but it's up to whoever responds. Obviously, not everyone responds to the email.
You can
some of them
see the
do
body language too. I don't know if that'll change any. I don't know this reporter, any of the reporters anymore at Peshtigo Time.
Like you say, it all depends on how many people trust the newspapers.
But
like you say, I've sat in the editor's office at the local newspaper and said, I haven't said that. And, of course, they'll print a retraction on the last page in a little block so nobody sees it. You know, it's happened.
Yep.
And then people think, well, this is what he said, and it wasn't what he said. So.
Yep.
So we're just going to wait and see how it goes?
You give it one month and put it back on the agenda?
I'd need to see how it goes and see if the public comment and the name stuff stays out of it and go from there.
All right. Item scheduled for action, a board representative CCAA annual convention.
I'll make a motion to appoint Chris to the CCAA annual convention.
Motion by Lyle.
I'll second.
Second by Kim. All in favor?
Don't say me, but you're
right. Aye. Opposed? Tensions? Motion carried. B, elementary school.
You're abstaining? Did you abstain? Okay. So 601.
B, elementary school site work bid, ground set flag poles.
Well, you can do it.
I'll make a motion to approve flying flag for $8,570.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Might as well take the hit.
Yeah.
Second by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? There's not a spot for a second.
There isn't.
Well, the reason was is they were just going to go through the recommendations.
And then, so we can do a...
And then make one motion.
Do them all at once?
Yeah. So go through. So you did
just
the flag.
Just make the motion. If you want to just discuss
Just identify the bidder that you want to make, making the motion for the following, and then just go through and do them all together.
So do
Unless
them all.
Unless you want Nick to even do it since he's got them all handled.
You want to do that?
Yeah. I'll go through them all and then have an order.
So then, that would probably be a little bit easier than trying to follow.
Would you like me to go off of the items on the agenda in this order?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yep. We'll
all right.
And you can skip the ones that you need to skip.
So we just amend Lyle's to be everybody.
Yeah.
Be the ones that he.
Once he goes through them all and says recommended this bidder in that amount, then Lyle can make the motion to approve those listed. Or as presented by Nick from Smith.
Okay.
How's that?
Perfect.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
You ready?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Ground set flag poles. We recommend Fly Me Flag for $8,570. Site clearing, earth moving, erosion control, and aggregate base courses. We recommend Richland Excavating, $281,099. Asphalt paving. We recommend Northeast Asphalt, $167,730. Portland Cement Concrete Paving, we recommend Martel Construction, $73,900. Pavement markings, we also recommend Northeast Asphalt, which is included in their $1,067,730. Chain link fences, gates, and equipment, we recommend Patriot Fence for $24,417. Site furnishings is actually going to be picked up as well. And I believe earlier I said Martel, but it's going to be under Northeast Asphalt again for the $167,730. Turf and grasses, we have two in this section. Richland Excavating will be picking that up in their scope for the reseeding of disturbed areas. And we recommend Stewart Landscaping for $12,844 for the plantings in the biobasin only. And then stormwater utility drain piping is also going to be Richland Excavating in their number under the earthwork scope of the 281.
Can you add electrical on there? Because that's not. And then just go over the electrical one. We didn't go over that one.
Okay. Electrical, we have Melman's Brothers Electric, $41,995, which does include augering, setting, and pouring the flagpole base as well, $41,995.
All right.
And I'll make a motion to
do it all.
To accept the bids as presented.
Thank you.
Second. Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Second by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. All right, we will bypass C and D. And then 11, recess to closed session as provided by state statute 19.85(1)(c)(f), considering employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility, considering financial, medical, social, or personal histories or disciplinary data or of specific persons. Fourth level complaint, girls basketball. I need a motion and a second.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Sandra. Seconded by Caitlin. Roll call.
Grandpa?
Yes.
Heidi Wald? Yes. Cherry?
Yes.
Grace?
Yes.
Hanson?
Yes.
DeShane?
Yes.
Siebert?
Yes.
All right, we're in closed session at 4:40. No action was taken in closed session. I need a motion to adjourn.
I make the motion.
Motion by Chris?
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Closed sessions. Motion carried. We're adjourned at 5:15.